You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
WMDX. It is John and Gordy back again. Another beautiful week. I mean, the weather's going to be fantastic all week long. I made that prediction. And we'll see if Brittany Merlot will jump on board my bandwagon. I'm hoping so.
Okay. All right. You're just going right off the top of your head. It's going to be beautiful all week long.
I'm just making it up right now, as most weather people do.
Perfect. Perfect.
There you go.
I like it. Yeah, it's a little chilly out there this morning, 43 degrees currently. Mm-hmm. Highs today in the upper 60s or low 70s. And a mix of sunshine and clouds. It looks nice and clear in downtown over State Street.
Yeah.
Not a cloud in the sky at the moment.
Gorgeous.
From what we can see.
Gorgeous.
Fantastic.
Ah.
Yeah. A little bit later on in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Amy Horak. She's with David J. Frank, and we'll talk about lawn and gardens. What should you be doing this time of year as fall approaches?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll find out. And, we're going to check in with Brittany. No Pam Yonke today. She partied too much at the Packer game.
Well, she knew she would.
Yeah. Packers had no problem.
What was it? What was the title of her email to us?
Screwing you over again.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, okay.
She's great.
Excellent. Yeah.
Hey, so, we're going to try something kind of bizarre today.
Really?
At about 6:53, we're going to try to explain something very visual. It's a baseball story. It's a heartwarming, great, happy ending baseball story about a child whose ball was stolen away by a Karen in the stands, a home run ball. Yeah. And we'll be going through it bit by bit by bit. We have a whole bunch of cuts to play,
okay.
Not long ones, but it's a great story. And boy, this kid is like hit gold. I mean, it is really, truly an amazing thing.
I did see a little bit of video on this.
Mm-hmm.
And but you've got the rest of the story.
Huh? I do. I have the rest. I mean, it just kept going.
Yeah.
You know, after I sent this story to you and Catherine, I thought, okay, well, that's great. And then all of a sudden I found story after story after that and picture after picture. You know, people are getting angry at this Karen. And so they started creating products.
Yeah.
Of this Karen, you know, Halloween costume. And
jeez, okay.
Action
wow.
figure, just to give you a little tip of the hand there.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Dom, did you have a good weekend?
I did. Yeah. And partially it was because of the WMDX appreciation party.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was so fun.
It's great to see some of our listeners there. Mark from the SAC was there.
Who's that?
Mark. I don't know if you remember Mark. He calls every single day.
Was Matt from Middleton there?
Matt from Middleton was there.
Yes, he was.
CJ showed up.
CJ, was he there?
He was there.
You got a picture with him.
Yeah. He was the life of the party.
Just gave that away. Well,
and
short-term memory loss here. No, actually, what a great group of listeners.
Yeah, a bunch of our listeners
were
there.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, really fun time. Good tour of the of the facilities. Bob, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Troy.
Troy from
Mount Horeb. Yeah. Took a tour of the distillery. That was fun with Amy Abramovich and all the people at Downdrin's Distilling. Big shout out to them.
I couldn't believe how out of hand Troy got after just a few sips and shots of distilled
He was
goods.
In your tour group. I didn't see what happened.
He had just started, you know.
Yeah. Was he climbing the walls?
He was dancing on the tables. You know, he kind of liked the pineapples hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm glad they kept that, too, because I didn't think they were going to.
Do you think I had something to do with that? No. And yet, when we went through for the tour, right?
Well, why take them down? I mean, they look very festive.
And we were in there, and we were. It was explained that they were going to take it down. It was from a previous party, and I said...
Yeah.
I came right out and said to the owner, you should keep them up there. And I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
Perhaps.
But I'd like to think it did.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fun. Yeah. Why not have pineapples hanging from the ceiling?
Mm-hmm. And a few of our other WMDX folks were there. Rocker stopped by for a little while. Brittany Merlot was there.
Mm-hmm.
And also Savannah Tomei Olson.
Maggie Dawn
yeah, came
was
over
there.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
it's terrific to see everybody. So good times, and again, thanks to Downdrin's Distilling. Oh, we've got Matt on the line this morning.
Oh yeah, you know he left. I never got to say goodbye at the party.
Well, I don't know if he was there real long, but
he
good
was
to
there
see him.
A long period of time.
Was he?
Okay. Hi, Matt. What's up?
Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. Thanks for the party.
Yeah.
I did actually give CJ a hug at the end there.
I was wondering.
I had to control myself, but it was good that we both kind of said, you know, we want America to come together at the end of this. Maybe when Trump dies next week, we'll get to
Jeez,
come back together, you know?
A real kumbaya moment,
yeah,
I
maybe,
guess. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. If he does die, then maybe we all get together again.
Okay.
But I did want to mention, I watched this video yesterday on in China, this Qinzhong city, which it's like a mega city. 33 million people live there.
Mm-hmm,
and it kind of showed me the stark difference between China and America right now. China is a 21st century country with engineers and scientists at the top. They are the respected ones, right? They're
right.
The people. And America is kind of led by this lawyer class. And MAGA seems to represent why China is number one.
Yeah.
Because MAGA's heroes are, you know, Ted Nugent, Hulk Hogan, UFC fighters, NASCAR drivers, and farmers maybe. But in China, it's the scientists and engineers.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have a bullet train station that is three times the size of Heathrow in the UK. It's huge. Robots are there. It's clean. And I recommend people look up some of these videos of China because it really shows you the difference when you invest in infrastructure and your country as opposed to skirmishes around the world looking for oil and power.
What's the name of that town that you said you watched?
I think it's Qinzhong. It's like in the center. Mm-hmm. It's as large or larger than Shanghai.
I don't know much about, you know, China and what they do. I know the government has a great deal of control in that country, but at the same time, I think you put your hand on it. It is an investment in their country. The government does have a lot to do with how that country is run,
but that's
an investment in their infrastructure. Yeah.
Indeed. And what it also showed, though, was they said in there, they're talking to a tour guide guy, and he said that even their poorest province has good infrastructure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Better infrastructure than our average city.
Well,
because President Xi, like years ago, I think two years ago or whatever, said that they didn't want billionaires. They were going to tax them and they were going to keep them at a reasonable level so that they could do this Chinese dream or whatever that they're working on, this project.
Yeah.
Was this a documentary? So, yeah. Where did you see this, man?
It was on YouTube. It was
okay.
It was a DW documentary.
Okay.
All right.
DW was the name of the.
You could always send a link in a text to us, and then we could save that and distribute
it
here. So that would be fantastic if you could just send it to us. Because I want to know a little bit more. I mean, this is a really good point, and maybe Americans should start making this point, that, you know, China may have an overbearing government, but at the same time, their government invests in the people, in the cities, and making their lives comfortable and high-tech. What the heck?
Yeah,
I think that's great.
It was mind-blowing when I saw it. I couldn't believe how far ahead they were.
I know. We have this cartoon image of what China's like, you know. Instead, we should actually maybe look into it a little bit more and maybe make this argument on a regular basis. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Matt,
thank
you for your call.
Walker getting rid of our speed train.
Oh, I know. I know. We could we couldn't move into the 21st century with Scott Walker.
No. conservatives don't want that.
No.
All right. Have a good day, guys. Right.
Yeah, Matt, it was good to see you at the appreciation party.
It was great meeting you.
Thanks for calling. Yep. Okay. Do we have another call there? Do we have time for this, Dom?
Oh, it's
Troy. Okay.
Hey, Troy.
Let's go to the phones.
What's up?
Troy, good morning to you.
Hello.
Hey,
how's it going?
Real good.
So far, so good, but it's early yet.
You misunderstood. I wasn't dancing on the table. I was trying to reach one of those pineapples, and I'm so short I had to get up on the table, and I kind of lost my balance, so it looked like I was dancing.
Thanks for explaining that to us.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll believe you.
But, yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I was glad to have shown up. It was a lot of fun. I appreciate you guys inviting me.
Well, yeah, you bet. Well, it was really great meeting you as well. Yeah. So
Terrific. Very good.
All right.
You know, I almost feel like this is like a Camelot. You know, we have this round table, and we've got all these great listeners who call us on a regular basis and throw their two cents in. This is fantastic stuff.
Yeah. And let's go to Mark. He's also on the line.
Mark, too.
Yeah, we got time for this. Mark, good morning.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, it was a pleasure meeting you guys, and I hope Gordy gets that little dog that we all met there.
Yes, the Humane Society's dog, a little lab.
Yeah, I'm going to check in with that a little bit later on today, so I'll see how it goes. Yeah.
Looks like a real little sweetheart there, and I sent my cookie recipe into you guys. Yeah.
Cool. Well, where is it?
This is the email.
You
brought in some chocolate chip cookies, gluten-free, by the way. Yeah, they were delicious.
Great cookies.
And it was some tasty alcohol there that they have.
Yeah,
and,
We got we got some coffee
liqueur of some kind.
Yeah.
I see that Anne she bought the coffee liqueur.
Yep, Barrique's coffee. They roast it, so it's fantastic stuff. Wow.
It was a great event and nice meeting all those folks there, and even shook hands with CJ. Even though I tried looking up that $7 trillion figure he tossed out about what we're spending on the illegals, and it's just something Trump pulled out of his backside. And
it was an interesting mix of our listeners there, but
and Maggie was great, and she even made nice with CJ that even though he's kind of snotty with her when he gets on the phone, but just stay on topic, I guess, is the message I give to him.
All
right. Well, good, Mark. It was great to see you.
Yeah, it was great seeing you.
We'll have to do this again sometime.
Yeah. I know.
Fun time.
A few people couldn't make it.
Appreciate that call, Mark. Thank you.
And we wish you had made it. But, things come up in our lives, and we have to do other things. But I want to just thank Linda for the thought anyway.
Yes. She couldn't make it, yes. But all right. Do we have time for Would You Rather? We'll have to hold that over. Huh?
Oh, wait.
What?
Can we
wait
just squeeze
minute.
It in?
No? Oh, gosh.
20 seconds.
I'm very disappointed. Okay. We're just getting started on this Monday morning. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with Dominic Lee from WMDX, Downtown Madison. Coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
In my hometown, Lakeshore Drive and Road.
reason how many towns actually have a Lakeshore Drive, you know? A lot of them.
Really?
Actually. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. It's John and Gordy in the morning here at WMDX.
Good-looking day ahead of us. It's going to be nice and clear this morning. Some clouds along the way later. Highs in the low 70s. And right now it's chilly, 43 degrees. And it's time, once again.
Is it really? Okay, here we go.
Let's would get the, you rather or would you rather not?
Let's do it.
Or
let's go into the rubber room.
Something like that.
The rubber room.
Okay.
This is.
Would you rather?
Okay.
Thank you. Now people know exactly what you were saying.
All right. First question. Yeah. This is actually from Gordy's neighbors.
Oh.
Would you rather
really
talk to animals or have control of the weather? Talk to animals or have control of the weather?
Talk to animals.
Yeah,
I would want to control the weather.
Wow. I would talk to animals.
Would you? I would. Yeah. I would love to control the weather.
Well, I mean, if you you don't want to control the weather.
Why?
I mean, there are many, many supervillains and comic books who have controlled the weather. You do not want to join their ranks. You do not want to join their ranks.
But as far as talking to the animals, are the animals talking back? Is that the idea there?
Well, there's a question.
It's a full conversation.
Okay. Yeah, then I'd rather talk to the animals.
Oh, maybe you persuaded me again.
I think a lot of us talk to the animals, and we don't care what they think.
That's true. We talk to them every day.
Okay.
All right. Yep. I did control the weather. All right. Second question. Would you rather eat a log or throw people out of a plane? And in its situations where you have to do it, where it's, you know, a crisis is occurring.
You have to do it.
You have to throw people out of a plane.
Throw them out of a plane?
But it's out of the good for the people. It's for the good of the people.
Well, so
that would
guys
be a
or
good
something?
Thing to do.
There's bad people?
Well, I'll throw people out of the airplane. I'm not eating a log. I don't even know how that's possible.
I guess I'll go along
I don't have
that,
the teeth for that.
Right.
I think I'd throw people out of a plane, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
I mean, you know, this is imaginary now. We don't have the desire to do that. Well, now we'll be stopped at the airport, Gordy.
These questions get more bizarre as we go along.
Yeah, that one, though, is a crazy one.
Okay.
That's all I got.
That's it.
That's all I got.
That's it for Would You Rather.
Nice and cool.
Well, we can go to the WMDXradio.com poll question. We have new poll question up. It is, what's the most challenging part of getting to the Dane County Farmers Market? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the most challenging part of getting to the Dane County Farmers Market? Finding parking, that gets 50%.
Yeah.
Waiting in the Stella's Spicy Cheese Bread line, that's at 16%. Accidentally buying too much, is this kohlrabi? I don't know what that is. I don't know my vegetables. Kohlrabi. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A leafy
what
vegetable.
Is it? Yeah. For like a salad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's at 16%. And then also at 16%, bumping into 47 people you know before you can even get once around the square. I guess that happens a lot. A lot
that
of people.
That does happen a
everybody
lot.
Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. If you want to participate in the WMDX question of the week, poll question, you can find it at WMDXradio.com.
Now I should go down there one of these. I've never gone down there.
What, to the farmer's market?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I know. I've been here like, you know, since 1980.
Never been to the farmer's
market.
But it's the kind of similar, I mean, I don't know if it's exactly similar, but it is kind of similar to the night market, I feel.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, you go there.
It's mainly around the square. But
I mean, I accidentally walked by it. One time I was down here and I walked by it. I just didn't want to get into the crowds.
Well, finding parking is the big hassle, apparently, according to our poll question.
Okay.
But yeah, you don't like the crowds. I know you're very claustrophobic that way. You don't like to really physically touch anybody. And that's understandable.
It's not true. But the whole thing here is that, you know... It's all these fresh vegetables. You know, you go around there and you're buying fresh vegetables.
It's a farmer's market.
Then you take them home and you never get to eat them. You never get the recipe out to actually cook with those fantastic vegetables you bought down there. And you just buy for nothing almost.
You're a cook.
That's me.
But you like to
cook.
That's
my problem. I'm not saying everybody does it because a lot of people love going to the farmer's market. I got that.
Okay.
But, you know, sometimes you have all of this stuff. Yeah. Okay, I know why I feel like this.
All right, tell
us. I've got two boys that won't eat vegetables, so there's no way I'm going to the farmer's market to buy all the things I want to get at the farmer's market, although there is one thing that I'm chomping at a bit. I'm thinking about now I have to go to the farmer's market because they make all these jams. And they have all these fantastic products out there.
Yeah, honey.
Yeah, and jam. I have to get a chili jam again. I bought one at one of the events that we had in Middleton, where a lot of people came with their goods, homemade goods, around the area, and they had a chili jam, which I just loved. And here's the secret. The chili jam is incredible for egg rolls.
Oh.
You know, as a sauce, you know how they have, like, sweet and sour sauces, right?
Sure.
But this is like a sweet and sour sauce, but it is more delicious and is just tasty as heck. It gives that little bit of edge, that bite that you want in the sauce that you put on that egg roll. So
chili jam. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have to get some, and they don't have any at the grocery stores, or at least maybe I was in the wrong section.
I know I like egg rolls, though, so I would try a chili jam.
Yeah. And great and incredible egg rolls from Aldi.
Yes.
They have incredible rolls.
I've had them. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. All right, 29 past the hour. Idiocracy is right around the corner on a Monday morning. It's John and Peterson and Gordy Young, WMDX.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Every time and all the time. Oh, boy. It's our uplifting segment of the show.
That's right. It is 6:36 and clear skies this morning. Sunshine through the early going, but we'll get some clouds along the way. Highs in the low 70s. Right now, 43 degrees. And, John, before we get to Idiocracy, let me just remind everybody, you know, the John and Gordy show.
Yes.
John.
Yeah.
You're John. I'm Gordy. Mm-hmm. We were nominated for Best of Madison, and so was one of our favorite dinner spots, Sugar River Pizza.
We have high hopes.
That's right. And we're celebrating along with Sugar River Pizza by giving away a $50 gift card once a week. We clear it out on Fridays, pick a winner, send them the $50 gift card. We start all over again, so you can enter each and every week. Just go to our website, WMDXradio.com, click on the banner that says Sugar River Pizza, $50 gift card giveaway. Enter, and you could be a winner, okay?
All right.
Idiocracy time. There's a lot to get to.
It is that time, and a little bit later, we'll be getting into what J.B. Pritzker might be doing to prevent an invasion, the Trump invasion into Chicago.
Right.
I'm hoping, you know, I'm going to tip my hand here, because the whole point of what I'm going to be talking about is putting a barricade up.
Yes.
So ICE and whatever Trump sends in is blocked at the border.
I heard about this a little bit. Yeah. Do you want to reveal what the barricade is yet, or do you want to get to this?
We'll have to wait.
Okay. You know? All right. We'll stand by.
All right.
Okay. He's going to be in Madison for the Idea Fest happening this
week.
Yes,
he is.
Brought to you by the Capital
Times. I wonder if
he'll
still be able to do that. You know, he'll be like the general down there, you know,
well,
calling
that's right.
shots, the military shots.
Well, hey. Yeah.
Well, I did see a little video online on X. Somebody was saying, oh, look, here are the helicopters coming in. They're bringing ICE in right away. Now, I can't say that that made any sense to me because there's no proof that those were ICE helicopters for any identifiable markings. But, you know, I just thought I'd bring it up in passing. But anyway, let's see what JB does down there.
Okay.
I think this is kind of a civil war. My older son, Cole, who's 26, does not believe that that is the correct way of describing it. But you know what? I'm insisting it's a civil war. This could be the fuse that sets off the civil war in this country.
Wow. Okay.
All right. There you
buckle
go.
Buckle up.
Well, boy.
It's made me nervous.
Strap in. Okay.
I'm almost doing the story right now.
Okay. All right. Well.
Well, I certainly did tip my hand. That's what I think. All right, let's get into a little bit of voter machine tampering, okay? Now, this didn't get a lot of press, but it did happen. A mega was convicted of machine tampering in the election.
Is that so?
Yeah. The judge's ruling in Tina Peters' voting machine tampering case, it's brutal. And Trump is still trying to rewrite history and force his will on state courts with this post yesterday. Listen to this. Free Tina Peters, a brave and innocent patriot who's been tortured by crooked Colorado politicians. Yeah, right. Okay. Trump threatened unnamed consequences if Peters, 69, was not released from prison. She did nothing wrong except catching the Democrats cheating in the election. Peters was convicted in state court. Could we get this cut up? This is from last month, 175. All right, let's listen to this.
Okay.
Your reputation at this point is poor because of what you've done here and after. Your lies are well documented, and these convictions are serious.
This is the judge.
I'm convinced you would do it all over again if you could. You're as defiant as a defendant as this court has ever seen. There are many things in my mind that are crystal clear about this case. You are no hero. You abused your position, and you're a charlatan who used and is still using your prior position in office to peddle a snake oil that's been proven to be junk time and time again. This is nonsense. Our system of government can't function when people in government think that somehow, some way, the power they've been given is absolute in all respects. And that's where you fell.
Wow.
You have no respect for the checks and balances of government. You have no respect for this court. You have no respect for law enforcement. At the end of the day, you cared about the jets, the podcasts, and the people fawning over you. You abdicated your position as a servant to the Constitution, and you chose you over all else. Yes, you are a charlatan, and you cannot help but lie as easy it is for you to breathe.
Wow. That's a brutal takedown. Now, this is what she's did. Prosecutors charged Peters in 2022 and accused her of helping to secretly copy Dominion voting systems hard drives by sneaking Conan Hayes, a former professional surfer and purported computer expert. Of course, most professional surfers are computer experts. Into secure areas of the office in 2021 using someone else's security badge. Wow.
Okay.
Within months, data from her office appeared online and was featured at a symposium held by Mike Lindell, Mike Pillows guy.
Not the Pillows,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, he's actually in this story, too. So there you go. Here's the... Here's the bottom line. It seems to me like MAGAs and Republicans are the ones caught tampering with election machines and elections, period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We don't read these stories normally about any liberals trying to do any of this stuff.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
My God. Just setting the record straight.
Well, it's good to know that Mike Lindell is still out there. I thought he'd shut down the pillow factory a long time ago.
We all wish that had happened. But we don't want people losing their jobs, though.
No,
so he's still doing it.
Yeah,
somehow,
good.
Somewhere along the way, he's getting the money to do that. I don't know how.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the next story here. You don't need any experience running the largest immigration detention center, after all, I guess. All of a sudden, we now found out that when Trump awarded a contract, $1.2 billion, for the largest immigration detention complex, he didn't turn to a large government contractor or even a firm that specializes in private prisons. It handed it to Acquisitions Logistics, LLC, a small business with no experience. Its address is a modest home in a suburb of Virginia.
What?
Yes, it's just this house. That's right.
To build a prison.
This guy who lives there is the guy who runs Acquisitions Logistics, LLC, and apparently he got the $1.2 billion contract to manage the largest immigration detention complex. So, you know, there's no way of explaining it. We don't know why. Why did this guy get it?
Mm.
It's the golden age of corruption.
Yes.
Folks.
A little kickback action going on there.
By the way, the guy that lives here is like 77 years old and a former Navy flight operator. So,
wow. Well, there are these professional prison companies, right? I mean,
that's what the whole business operation is about, is giving these private businesses a lot of government money.
Yes.
Right?
Right. But this guy just living in the burbs somewhere, 77 years old, probably retired.
Yeah.
But he got the contract.
But isn't it just so strange and funny that, you know, everybody was wasting so much money under Biden? But here we are. We're passing the $1.2 billion to some guy who has no experience running a detention center in a small house.
A little house.
At 77 years old. What the hell? God. That's
okay.
Well, this is Idiocracy.
I
shouldn't get too upset. I mean, these stories are made to make you upset. All right. How about this? Biden can't federalize the National Guard. Only Trump can. Did you know that?
Well, Biden's not president anymore, so he can't do it.
Here's the thing. This is an X tweet back from February 6, 2024. All right?
Mm.
This is under Biden, and this is from Christy Noem.
Oh.
And she posted this. If Joe Biden federalizes the National Guard, that would be a direct attack on states' rights. Over the last several years, we've seen Democrats try to take away our freedoms of religion, assembly, and speech. We can't let them take away our right to defend ourselves, too.
Mm.
Wow. So there you go.
So Christy Noem said that.
Yeah, she said that. And all of a sudden, everything has been changed for her.
I guess so.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, we've got Joe on the line here.
Oh, okay.
Our number is 608-879-8255. Joe, good morning.
Yes.
What do you got for us?
Good morning to you guys. Speaking of wasting money under the Trump administration, do let me offer this little number. I had mentioned before this big effort he has to change our Defense Department from Defense Department to War Department.
Mm,
so we're going from defense.gov to war.gov, and what that might mean in terms of political strategies. But when asked about this, why he was doing this, Trump said, well, it just sounds better. And to understand that it just sounds better, it has a price tag to it. It's apparently going to be billions to make these changes. The Pentagon officials were described as fuming over this because you've got over 700,000 facilities in 50 states, 40 countries that all have to be changed. The signage has to be changed. And this is going to
stationary, the emails,
business cards, everything.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, they were saying, for example, the embossed napkins that you have in the eating facilities, you know, jackets. And it gets into an even dicier area because he doesn't have congressional approval to do this and that. You have to have. He just issued it as an executive order. Mm. And the problem with that is that when that was issued, it has language, the executive order, it has language in it that says, don't use this where it might be causing problems legally. Oh, great.
Wow.
We have another thing to figure out.
Yeah.
I don't know, for contracts and stuff. So, geez, wouldn't you just get the approval before you started something stupid like this? So,
exactly.
At any rate, so a lot of money is going to be going over the dam, and apparently the Pentagon officials regard it as an incredible time waster. They pointed out when they were required to get rid of DEI. Mm-hmm. It took months to get rid of, you know, any photo that they didn't like, any words that they didn't like. But we're going to be going to war.gov, and God knows where that's going to take us. And it's going to cost, and it's not going to help us in terms of any kind of, you know, making our forces safer. So good luck, people. Hang on tight.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't that unbelievable? Yeah.
That's crazy. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you for that call.
We did watch the video of them taking the letters off the building.
Right. Yes.
Department of Defense. They
chiseling
took the defense
them off.
Part.
Yeah.
And I'm, can't they wait?
No, they can't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's... and now, of course, he's using the War Department as a threat against Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. It's Chipocalypse Now is the name of the... Yes, didn't you guys see this?
No, rolls right off the top.
I did not.
He posted... Trump actually posted a poster of him going into Chicago with flames in the background.
Oh, wait. I did see
the explosion. Okay. And it's Chipocalypse Now.
Just goes on and on.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Well, at least the sign makers have some more work to do. Go and throw them some.
Oh, I don't know. We have AI doing it now. And that was an AI post.
Yeah, there are a lot of signs to change, though. Okay. We're coming right back. It's John and Gordy on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy, we hate Mondays, 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app as well, and text us, voice note us, or just give us a call and be a part of the program.
Yep, 608-879-8255 is our number. Weather today, no problems at all. Sunshine, it's just chilly this morning. Right now, 44 degrees, highs in the low 70s this afternoon. Okay?
All right. Well, baseball memes have been very popular on X. Every time something goes on in the stands, it gets posted and people get angry. And it is just wonderful to see.
Cameras everywhere. You know?
I almost made that.
Yeah?
I almost made the meme, right? I almost caught the ball, a foul ball.
Right.
And the guy stole the ball from me. I could have made a big deal about it. Been on X for a while. Got my 15 seconds of fame.
Yeah.
But I
didn't.
I refuse to do that. The ball is not that important to me.
Yeah, that didn't happen. That was a couple of Brewer games ago that you were.
Yeah, that was my moment.
Yeah.
I think you would have caught it if you didn't have a beer in your hand.
I had a beer in my hand. I
tried a one-handed catch, and it didn't work.
And I was thinking, do I tell Ann to grab the beer? And
you can't.
That would have been too much time, even asking.
Right.
So, that was my moment where I could have caught that ball and been on the Jumbotron, the fan cam.
I know. Yeah. Oh, well.
And I would have made it on X. But anyway, this is lit up X. This really has. And I just want to pass along this nice, it's a bedtime story you could play later on for your children.
Okay. Really?
Yep. Okay. Baseball's fan cam in the stands. Memes are really, really popular. Here it is. This is, by the way, probably the next Netflix movie of the week. It started with this home run. Let's play it.
Uh-huh. Sometimes you need that reset. Oh.
And Bader just unloads on this one. Deep left field, and that one is gone as Bader goes back-to-back with Brandon. It's his 15th of the year. And his third since joining the Phillies, it's 5-1.
That's Harrison Bader.
Okay.
Very, very popular player. Anyway, that was the home run. Now, here's a summary of what happened. During a Philadelphia Phillies game against the Miami Marlins, a woman aggressively seized a home run ball from a father and his young son, who was celebrating his birthday, sparking widespread outrage online. The father reluctantly handed over the ball to the woman to de-escalate, right? Yeah. I mean, he was a nice guy. The son understood. The teams responded positively, though, a little bit later on. I'll get to that.
Okay.
But here's the thing. When the guy, it was a home run.
Yeah.
The ball was, like, bouncing around on the floor underneath the seats. And a woman was trying to get it. Now, she was on the level above, and she was reaching over trying to get that ball. But this guy came running over, grabbed the ball, and took it back to his son.
Yeah.
Dropped it in his glove, and he got behind his son and just gave him one of those lovable hugs.
Yeah.
He just got, yeah,
son
just
was very happy.
He just melted. Oh, it was just wonderful.
Right.
So she ran over and started yelling at him. And let's play a little part of that audio.
Okay.
There was so much video of her confrontation. Everybody had their cameras up. You know, the now infamous line, "You took it from me," is echoing through the ballparks and cell phones all across America. I love this.
Well, she was mad. She thought she had it.
Yeah. In fact, I even think she mentioned that she was getting it for her daughter or something like that.
Okay.
But that doesn't make it. One person responded, "She went home with a baseball, woke up with the entire country hating her." Funny how life works. There was a wanted poster also made up and put online with AI with her picture on it.
God.
But it didn't end there either. The Marlins gave this young fan some gifts in the stands after that had happened. Been on the fan cam. And they took a bag of gifts to the kid, and let's listen to that. All right.
So those from the Marlins, the competing team.
Yeah, that's something, isn't it?
Sure.
Now, the Phillies' Karen was on camera again getting in another man's face for heckling her after she demanded the home run ball from the kid.
Oh,
the woman marched over to the man in the Eagles jersey and got into his face before she appeared to flip off the entire section. Now, after giving away the home run ball, the Phillies brought Lincoln, the young fan, into the locker room where he got a signed bat from Harrison Bader, who hit the home run. Let's listen.
So, yeah.
Lincoln, sorry you didn't get a ball, but I'm going to sign a bat for you instead, all right? L-I-N-C-O-L-N.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Amazing.
All right, you know, and this happened, of course. You know, they had pictures of it and everything, the baseball player signing the bat and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But someone AI'd a photo of that ball thief, Karen, standing next to Bader and the kid saying that bat was hers too.
On it goes. Yeah.
One person commented, "The Phillies game just turned into a whole metaphor for America." Happy ending, of course. And by the way, this is incredible. Marquette grad Marcus Lemonis, chairman of CEO of Camping World and also Bed Bath & Beyond Online, he promised on X, "I'll send this young man and his family to the Major League Baseball World Series on
what?
Me."
Oh, wow.
And then he said, and you just won an RV as well.
An RV?
Yes.
What?
Yes, and you know, this is a guy from Milwaukee, and you know, he's promising all of this.
Oh, man.
World Series and an RV.
What a story.
That kid's making out.
Yeah, he's doing okay now.
Thank you, Karen.
Yeah, way to go, Karen.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a great story. Huh?
Yeah,
you can
absolutely.
Play that for the kids later on tonight.
Yeah, there you go. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll check in with Amy Horak about what you should do with your lawn and garden this time of year as we go into fall. It's coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.